But wait. There is another breath. Just breathe. There is another breath. Everybody's scared. See this massive cloud of smoke, and it's cinematic and it's biblical. Does the end become just entertainment? Wow, that's a fantastic looking fire that's about to sweep through me.
That was Anxiety Clarity from Portugal. The Man's Breaststroke. That was Anxiety Clarity from Portugal. The Man's Chris Black Changed My Life. I would like to make a correction from the first half of the show where I said Hayden Fisher won the Men 100 Backstroke at 103.01, when in fact Fisher won the 100 Breaststroke in the UVic SFU Duo, which took place at Saanich Commonwealth Place in Saanich, BC. I apologize for the error. Also, the SFU Red Leaf softball continue their season opening trip in Las Lunas, New Mexico, as part of the South Central Regional Challenge, where the second game is against Colorado State Pueblo, where the first pitch is at 4:30 p.m. I would like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On January 27th, the BCIHL Red Leafs visited the Vancouver Island University Mariners at Nanaimo Ice Center, where Hayden Yon scored a hat-trick with the third goal with 5:36 left in the third on Jeremy Robar, which cut the VIU lead to 4-3, but Gavin Rouser put the game away for the Mariners with 2:17 left in regulation as the SFU-BCIHL Red Leafs fell 5-3 to the VIU Mariners, with Cooper Giesbrecht making 48 saves on 53 shots for SFU, who fired 26 shots on Jeremy Robar. The SFU-BCIHL Red Leafs traveled south to Vancouver Island on Vancouver Island the next day, where they met the UVic Vikes for the second time in 3 days, this time at Charlie Purdy Arena in Shawinigan Lake, BC. SFU were trounced 9-2 as the Vikes pumped 6 goals in the first, where Jamie Peterson was chased after giving up 5 on 12 shots, relieved by Lachlan Ebel, who yielded 4 goals on 24 shots. UVic had 5 players with 3 points each, as Sam Schofield, Lucas Thompson, Thomas Jenkins scored 1 goal, tallied 2 assists each, while Ryan Strange and Booker Daniel had 3 assists apiece. The Vikes backstop Sean Parkinson stopped 28 Red Leaf shots at Charlie Purdy Arena in Shawinigan Lake, BC, where SFU were destroyed 9-2 by UVic. Earlier this week, the SFU Red Leafs non-conference team visited Montecito Elementary School, which is next to a 144 stop on 2176 Duthie Burnaby, as part of Literacy Week. Today sees the BCIHL Red Leafs back in action against the Logan Lake Miners, with the puck drop at Logan Lake Recreation Center at 7 p.m.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Welcome back. I tried to access the current BCIHL standings, which the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs are part of, but the site is not reachable at this time. I will return after the next PSA.
How can you protect your keys? Simply attach a Waramps key tag to your key ring. If you lose your keys, the Waramps can return them to you by courier for free. Waramps key tags, they're free and they work. Order yours at waramps.ca.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Regine, which is a Japanese band. I like to play a song. This song will likely be in Japanese. The track is Gekko Kujo.
We'll be right back.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very polarizing issue for Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing city in British Columbia for over the last 5 years. Today, Mayor Doug McCallum pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. However, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. But Locke hasn't given up her fight to keep the Surrey RCMP. On October 13th, Surrey filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. The BC government responded on October 16th as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC Legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e. Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act, 2023, where a key change is municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed the third reading with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent, as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26th. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired last fall, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. Surrey launched its second petition on November 20th, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. 10 days later, on November 30th, Mike Sir, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, said he approved a provisional budget for the Surrey Police Service in 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and council the same day. On December 11th, Jas Johal, a show host for CKNW, tweeted a picture of a Patterson billboard between 60th Avenue and 176th Street, blasting the Surrey Police Service with the slogan, "NDP Police Transition Will Cost You More," with the last 4 letters in capital letters. On the middle were 3 claims. A. $466 million over the next 10 years. B. Massive double-digit tax increase. And C, less for schools, health, and transit. At the bottom of the sign, it says find more at ndpsurreytax.ca and paid for by the City of Surrey, which explicitly states the Mayor Locke and her council, led by her Surrey Connect, are using the Surrey taxpayers' money for their crusade to keep the Surrey RCMP, despite talks across Canada to get the RCMP out of contract policing. On December 12th, Janet Brown of Global News reported that Surrey is spending around $500,000 for its educational campaign against the Surrey Police Service, according to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, who added the campaign pales in comparison to transitioning from the Surrey RCMP to SPS. On January 11th, the Surrey Police Union revealed that Surrey City rejected paying 10 recruits, which drew a sharp rebuke from the BC Premier David Eby, as the city cited the SPS went over budget, according to its lawyer Peter German, which has forced the Surrey Police Union to pay them, also drew condemnation from Safe Surrey Coalition councillors Doug Alford, Mandeep Negra, along with Linda Annis from Surrey First, according to Bo Simpson of Surrey Now Leader. The next day, on January 12th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, came on CKNW's Simi Sarah show, where he alleged that Surrey underspent more than $80 million in their transition reserve fund in their last third quarter financials and stop playing games. Syrian SPB traded barbs on January 16th as the Mayor Locke publicized on the city website that the SPS went over budget as it spent $75.4 million in 2023, a budget overrun of $26.7 million, including 100 officers not on the front line, justified the city's refusal to pay 10 officers last month. As civic budgets cannot run deficits, and trashed the BC NDP government for imposing the expensive Surrey Police Service to the residents. The Surrey Police Board countered on the same day, on January 16, 2024, as the SPB administrator Mike Sir claimed the following: Surrey Police Service make 30% of officers deployed to keep Surrey safe. The SPB, with Locke as its chair, submitted the SPS 2023 original budget of $157.6 million to Surrey City, but the city slashed the SPS budget by 70% to $48.8 million as Surrey planned to kill the SPS and keep the Surrey RCMP. And after Minister Farnworth's decision in 2023, the SPS and city officials agreed to a $75 million budget for the SPS in 2023, but Mayor Locke rejected the revised 2023 budget. The Surrey Police Union also chimed in against Locke's claims in their own press release, as the SPU president Rick Stewart wrote that Surrey's 2023 police budget assumed the following: the Surrey RCMP would remain the police of jurisdiction, and the SPS would last until July 2023, but even after Minister Farnworth ordered Surrey to continue with the policing transition, Surrey City refused to adjust the budget. Furthermore, Stewart pointed out that Surrey's 2023 third quarter financial report had a policing surplus of $19 million on top of $83 million for severance had the SPS dissolved, being allocated for future expenses, which has ballooned Surrey's policing surplus to a total of $102 million with a $330 million budget. On January 17th, Linda Annis of Surrey First claimed the following in a press release: as the Surrey Council rejected the revised SPS budget, the third quarter showed a $27 million variance for the RCMP, but the SPS had a negative variance of $23.4 million, thus a positive overall balance of around $4 million, according to Tom Zeterek of Surrey Now Leader. On January 19th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, visited some Surrey Police Service officers when the Surrey Police Board also had the latest meeting, where Kyle Friedson, the SPS in-house lawyer, claimed that a petition which Surrey has filed two in the BC Supreme Court does not stop the transition. Justice Kevin Liu was assigned on January 4th. None of the SPS, RCMP, MPF, and SPU are parties to the petition, but it's the city, Surrey, against BC's Attorney General, Nikki Sharma, and the Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, Mike Farnworth. Furthermore, Friesen added the review standard for a judicial review is not correct decision, but if it's a reasonable decision by the minister and the director of police services, which is Glenn Lewis, according to Tom Zeterek of the Surrey Now Leader on January 22nd. The next day, on January 23rd, the Surrey Police Service tweeted the link about its 2023 expenditures up to November 30th, which was revealed during the Surrey Police Board meeting 4 days prior at just under $66 million. On January 25th, Mike Sir, the Surrey Police Board's administrator, released the SPS 2024 budget in a press conference, which was submitted to Surrey City on November 30th, 2023. With the SPS having 215 officers currently deployed, $141.5 million were requested, which is 42% of the policing funds available, at a total of $337 million, 480 officers, which would increase the total total of SPS officers to 526. 67% of all Surrey police officers by the end of 2024, with Surrey's targeted number at 785. The SPS budget numbers were developed with Jessica McDonald, Strategic Implementation Advisor, and Deloitte, an independent accounting firm, assume the Surrey RCMP will ramp down. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, during a press conference later on January 25th, said if Surrey doesn't agree, the Director of Police Services will make a decision based on submissions from the city and police. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke responded later on January 25th, as she claimed the suggestion that the transition would go forward without residents being forced to pay more is disingenuous and exposes lack of knowledge and due diligence by the NDP government, according to her press release on the Surrey City website. The next day, on January 26th, saw Locke claiming the SPS needs to get in line for budget requests, along with other city departments. Yesterday, there was a shooting in South Surrey early yesterday morning, involving a South Asian family. But later on, Locke sent an appreciation tweet to the Surrey RCMP from Surrey's Office of Mayor Twitter account as part of the BC RCMP Day, where she thanked the force for keeping Surrey safe, an exemplary partner since 1951, and the crime trending downward in the last decade, even though there are now more than 200 SPS officers deployed on Surrey streets. Also today, there was another shooting. Somewhere in Surrey, I think it's somewhere on 84th Avenue. It's on my Twitter page, but I think it's that for some reason Twitter is not loading. Let me look. There was a shooting likely in response to the one in South Surrey early yesterday morning on Scott Road and 84th Avenue in Surrey. See, today's shooting might have been a response to the one yesterday morning on Scott Road and 84th Avenue in Surrey, just east of the Delta Line. Thank you for listening to episode 5 of The Steve Chung Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chung. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North.
The following is a special CJSF presentation. It interrupts regularly scheduled programming in this time slot.
Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's, you know what I like. Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.